It is a Friday morning, quarter to six and 12 degrees here at WWIB. Running a couple of radio stations. This is the 100,000 watt, flamethrower here. The monster on the lake. Well, not quite. We don't have a lake. But anyhow, WWIB, the live stream heard worldwide at WIB.com. Also, we've got another one. It's an AM/FM, our sister station. I don't know why they don't say brother, but it's a sister station. FM 103.1 AM 680. And we'll go to .com. And Jason Kansas will start the best 5 minutes of the day. We have a radio outside of the studio, and I was just making sure that the other one was on the air. And it is. You're kind of babysitting, sister. You know how that goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you get to running, and you lose some breath.
Yeah. And so I had to do the news for sister and get that done. And then it's got to be done by a certain time. And even there. Yeah. Hope I got it done in the time. All right, so.
Before we go on, I sometimes wonder, for people who haven't seen what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It'd be, to watch you running around in the morning, and, you're not just sitting behind a microphone. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you got news, weather, and sports. I haven't done the sports yet for Wogo, but that's all recorded and part of the Hugh Hewitt show, as he talks frustratingly about the fact that the Republicans can't just decide on a speaker. So this is the most votes they've had for speaker since 1923. So we're living history today.
I guess so. That's I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sounds like Hugh Hewitt thinks it's not a great thing.
Yeah, there's kind of disagreement amongst the Salem radio hosts, which I guess I'm kind of enjoying, because Hugh Hewitt's on the side of the 200. And Sebastian Gorka, the afternoon, seems to be relishing it. And he's on the side of the 20. It's the first time I've ever heard Sebastian disagreeing with his former boss, Donald Trump. Because they played some audio from Trey Gowdy. He's the former Republican congressman from South Carolina. And so Sebastian was kind of lighting him up yesterday for... And I'm like, Trey Gowdy was calling people out. He's saying, you guys just want Donald Trump for a pardon, but you don't want to listen to him now. So anyhow.
It'll be curious to see what happens with that.
It is the first time I've heard SG disagreeing with the former president. All right. It is a Friday morning. Politics is just one of those, it's like the moth to the flame, It's kind of a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. I feel you. You and I have had that conversation often. It's like a moth to the flame.
I know it.
But that flame is just so appealing at times.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we have a lot to tackle, actually, scripturally today. It's Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18.
Yeah. So that says, it's true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. They preach because they love me, for they know I have been appointed to defend the good news. Those others do not have pure motives as they preach about Christ. They preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely, intending to make my chains more painful to me. But that doesn't matter. Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way, so I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice.
Yeah, so rejoicing that the message is preached, and in your letters to the beloved devotional commentary, Philippians 1, 15 through 18 goes like this. People have many different motivations for sharing the message about my kingdom. Some do so from envy or rivalry. Some preachers become more interested in building a bigger church or developing a broader platform than desiring to make my name known. Beloved, I see that the desire for recognition smolders in you too. Resist it. Pride longs for popularity, and it's a malicious heart that wants to be more successful than your fellow saints. Instead, let love motivate you. That's my underlying part of the day. Instead, let love motivate you. Try to live moment by moment in the flow of my love, and let me take care of the details. I know you'll love imperfectly. Everyone does. Regardless, rejoice that my son's name is proclaimed. Thoughts?
Yeah, listening to that and reading that, the idea that we all have mixed motivations, right? And if we're honest, we have to wrestle or wrangle with those mixed motivations. And yet, I think Paul's reminding us here that we're called back to this place of love. And I really want that to be my motivation. But I think in order for that to happen, I also have to be aware that there are other things that can drive me.
Mm-hmm. Some great stuff in there. Again, what stood out to me. Instead, let love motivate you. Try to live moment by moment in the flow of my love and let me take care of the details. Like it. So thank you, Jason. Well, breakfast tomorrow.
I'll see you there.
Sounds good. There we go. WWIB. The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. We're throwing out a question this morning, and that is, when does Christmas end for you? Like, when do you take down the tree? When do you take down the lights? And it doesn't have to be the same answer.
Well, I think it would be different in our house, too, because for one thing, the tree is still on. It's lit. The lights are not still lit. You mentioned the other day just keeping the Christmas lights on the house, not only on the house, but still lit, which I think is a really interesting idea for the kind of the darkness and cold of January. But right now, my lights are not still on the house. They're not lit, but they are staying on the house and probably will until we get a significant thaw. The Christmas tree is going to stay up and lit until Nora allows us to take it down, which probably will be at least the end of January at the soonest.
You were saying yesterday off air that like Zach Williams, or maybe even more, she doesn't want Christmas to end.
Never.
Yeah. Right. Anyhow, Cliff also weighing in this morning up in Spooner, saying no set date for when Christmas is done. We have solar powered lights on our deck and on a tree in the yard year round. He says he removed the ornaments and lights from their tree this past weekend. Tree taking it down tomorrow.
I think, too, with the lights on the house, even though they're not lit, I totally see why some people just leave lights on the house all year round. Because it takes a long time to put them up. Not so long to take them down, but a long time to put them up. But, I got into the spring, late into the spring last year, and then I think my dear wife actually just took them all down herself because she didn't like my idea of keeping them up year-round.
I can understand it, too. Hey, really good news yesterday out of the University of Cincinnati regarding Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin and making some great progress.
We were in the situation where we wanted to allow him to gradually, you know, wake up as the rest of his body was healing. Last night he was able to emerge and follow commands and even ask who had won the game. To paraphrase one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is yes. You know, Damar, you won. You've won the game of life.
And that audio from Dr. Timothy Pritz. So again, so many people praying for this young man, 24-year-old Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. And the NFL did announce that game is canceled. It's not going to be rescheduled. To hear of significant improvement and progress for him, as Dr. Pritz just stated there, just an answer to prayer. We praise the Lord for that and continue to pray for his recovery.
Yeah, it was really the story of the week. And then with the game not being made up, the NFL going to some different things, potential AFC championship game that could be played at a neutral site. We'll see, right? Buffalo and Kansas City were vying for that. And if Baltimore beats Cincinnati this weekend, there'll be a coin flip to determine where they play for their playoff game the following weekend.
Yeah, crazy world. And again, in that story, too, I don't know if we'd mention it, too, but so often happens, I think, particularly with the Buffalo Bills. They have a fan base they call them the Bills Mafia, and they're just phenomenal at finding causes, especially, say, if another team beats someone so the Bills get into the playoffs. Buffalo Bills fans are famous for finding a cause for a player for that team and getting behind a charitable cause and helping out. Well, that's this great. Time, Damar Hamlin, someone found a GoFundMe that he had set up for children in his hometown to get them Christmas presents. He was trying to raise $2,500, again, just for kids in his hometown. Last I knew, as the world at large, not just Bills fans, but the world at large found that GoFundMe and wanted to do something tangible to help this young man in such critical condition. It was over $4 million had been raised.
Crazy.
Doing some good there. So we continue to
now
pray.
Now past $7 million. Wow.
$7 million. Yeah. I love it.
We thought we did good with the Feed My People tripling, huh?
Generosity, I think, is part of the American way, isn't it? I want to keep that going. It's time to get you caught up. That Friday morning tradition where we always let you know what's going on. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We do that research for you. We aggregate all that info and we bring it to you in a little bite-sized condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a study suggests that fumes from traffic jams can cause brain damage.
That might explain why some people have so much trouble with roundabouts.
Is that what it is?
Twitter is being sued in San Francisco for not paying its rent.
Apparently, the landlord turned down the offer to be paid in blue check marks.
They've got to be worth something.
Evidently, there's a new COVID variant called the Kraken.
So now we're letting Hollywood screenwriters name our variants?
Someone's got to.
Well, by some accounts, January 1st was the 40th anniversary of the birth of the internet. It was on January 1st, 1983, that around 400 computers hooked up to what was then called ARPANET, switched to a communications protocol called TCP/IP, which allowed packet switching between multiple networks.
And if that made any sense to you, you might need to turn off your computer and go out on a date before it's too late.
Right.
A study finds that any amount of running significantly lowers one's risk of death from any cause.
Like when being chased by a mountain lion, don't walk, run. Good
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
On a list of the most stressed U.S. cities, Cleveland, Ohio is on top.
And isn't the news of being on the most stressed list simply going to make them even more stressed?
Right.
Finally this morning, 2022 is another safe year for commercial aviation. Passenger airline crash incidents were some of the lowest in history.
That's because planes spent most of their time on the ground as authorities removed disruptive passengers.
Isn't that the truth?
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, I enjoy napping when I'm able to. One of my, I don't know, traditions, routines. Things have been upended a little bit recently, but I like being able to go home for lunch, see my family, get something to eat, and then have a little 10 to 15 minute power nap. I think it's something maybe I learned from my dad, the power nap concept. Just a little bit of something in the middle of the day to kind of get you going. Well, research seems to back up now the efficacy of being part of Nap Nation. Research conducted by a brain researcher in Israel explored the possibility that naps help lock in sometimes fleeting long-term memories. The study found a 90-minute, wow, 90-minute, man, I gotta up my game. The study found that a 90-minute daytime snooze might actually help the most. Long-term memory now refers to memories that stay with us for years, such as what memories, for instance, a car accident that happened yesterday, or how-to memories, such as one's learned ability to play the drums or play a sport particularly well. So I read that, and it makes me think that if I sleep 90 minutes per day in the middle of the day, I will be able to, at 35, play basketball like I could when I was 15, right? So I get to nap and be better at sports? Like, it seems like that's what I want to take away from the study, whether it's true or not.
The best of the week right now, we had one last day to draw from. Could we come up with content that merited this recognition? Let's find out.
This is the greatest day of my life.
We start off with the best 5 minutes of the day. For the first time in 2023, Jason Kanz, welcome to the start of year four. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Here we are. We keep doing this. 5:45.
It happened by accident. It was like the old Reese's peanut butter commercial. You got peanut butter on my chocolate. You got chocolate on my peanut butter. It just happened. Here it is.
It is.
All right.
I wonder how many people remember those great commercials about the peanut butter and chocolate.
Well, I mean, the question is, how many people remember the 70s? These are some bad predictions. Here we go. An 1899 illustration in Life magazine depicted a bridge to one day be constructed over the Atlantic Ocean, providing trolley service between New York and London.
That would be kind of fun to ride a trolley over
that?
The ocean.
You're going to go to London by trolley.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Saturday morning, getting ready for that breakfast at Randy's. That's part of my usual routine. And I'm like, something didn't feel quite right after brushing my teeth. So I've been using this battery operated. Go in and find out something fall. Either a part of a chipped tooth or part of a filling popped out. So dealing with that here over the weekend. Cold and heat sensitive. All right, but, you know, doable.
The highlight of the weekend for myself and for Cooper was watching just that beatdown of the Vikings by the Green Bay Packers.
It is. The Price is Close Enough, part two. We started it off last half hour. Four different items in the showcase, and you've got to guess without going over what that is within $10.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Park Falls.
All right, Paul from Park Falls, go ahead.
$25.90.
That's it.
You got it right on the nose. We were playing The Price is Close Enough, and you nailed it, Paul.
He sunk a 35-foot putt to win it.
Paul, how does it feel to win The Price is Close Enough on the WIB Wake Up Show?
This is the greatest day of my life.
It is, and it's the greatest day of your year as well, too, I'm sure. The president of the American Institute of Electrical Engineers predicted back in 1900 that once the country moved away from horses as a mode of transportation, the common housefly would become extinct.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Dan Orlovsky is a former NFL quarterback and a terrific analyst for ESPN. In their NFL live show on Tuesday, he did this.
This is a little bit different. I've heard it all day, like thoughts and prayers. And you just heard Scherf and Jonathan Allen say, like, all we can do is pray for him. And I've heard the Buffalo Bills organization say that we believe in prayer. And maybe this is not the right thing to do, but it's just on my heart that I want to pray for
it is.
DeMar Hamlin right now. I'm going to do it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to bow my head, and I'm just going to pray for him. God, we come to you in these moments that we don't understand, that are hard, because we believe that you're God, and coming to you and praying to you has impact. We're sad. We're angry. And we want answers, but some things are unanswerable. We just want to pray. Truly come to you and pray for strength for DeMar, for healing for DeMar, for comfort for DeMar, to be with his family, to give them peace. If we didn't believe that prayer didn't work, we wouldn't ask this of you, God. I believe in prayer. We believe in prayer. We lift up DeMar Hamlin's name in your name. Amen.
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 This is the greatest day of my life.
That was the incident of the week on Monday Night Football. That was the prayer of the year by Dan Orlovsky. Beautiful.
And again, you never know what will come up on the WIB Wake Up Show throughout the course of the week. That's why we encourage you to tune in 5:39, but check out the podcast and the best of the week there, Alvo, as well.